This is a sermon from Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you for joining us. Learn more at wdmcovenant.org.
Hi. Well, this is a, I didn't know what that meant until they told me, but it's a 2018. That's what it's supposed to mean, 2K18. And yeah, that's a thing. We are the Covenant Youth Group. We are made up of 6th through 12th graders, and we have been going out and doing good works and having a little bit of fun, just a little bit of fun this school year. And today we're going to explain to you all the activities we got to be a part of. Yeah. And I'm Mark Albers. I'm a senior at Waukee High School, graduating in a week.
I'm Caitlin McClintock, and I'm an 8th grader at Ankeny Southview Middle School.
I am Karsten, and I'm a 6th grader at Fair Meadows Elementary.
I'm Lily, and I'm a sophomore at Valley High School.
I'm Sarah, and I am a sophomore at Dallas Center Grimes High School. We also have quite a few other youth group members that weren't able to be here today, so you'll see them in the photos.
So what we do, our youth group meets every Wednesday night for fellowship and fun, and we also go out and do mission work, and then we just represent Covenant in our community as well.
Basically, we go and we do mission work, and we also have a quote from Colossians. Whatever your task, put yourself into it as done for the Lord and not for your master. Since you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You serve the Lord Christ.
So at the beginning of last fall, we went out and did yard work around the church. We picked up sticks and trimmed some of the bushes.
And then later in the fall, we participated in the hunger hike along with many of other people from our congregation, which was we liked that a lot, having more people with us. But the hunger hike is an annual walk around Des Moines, downtown Des Moines, and it's supposed to raise awareness and money and resources for to help hunger in the Des Moines area. And that was really fun, and we'd like to thank everybody who came out and helped us with that.
And then later we went to Goodwill, and the 6th and 7th graders went and helped sort through things and put it in the store. And then the 8th and 12th graders put away costumes and helped sort it through them.
Then we also went to Meals from the Heartland, where we made meals for the less fortunate people in other countries.
And then we made Thanksgiving baskets. There's not a picture from this one, but we went to Hy-Vee and we bought food, and then we put them in these big wicker baskets and decorated them to give to the less fortunate families.
We also went to Hy-Vee and rang the bells for the Salvation Army Red Kettle. We got to sing some Christmas songs and hang out there in the cold for a couple hours, raising money for a really good cause.
And then we went to the Salvation Army and we wrapped presents for the Toyland Project, which basically gives presents to the kids of the women's prisoners.
Then we also went to Furry Friends Refuge, where we changed the litter and cats, and we got to play with some of them.
And then we later went to DMARC Food Pantry and helped sort through the food to help so they can give them to people around the Des Moines area.
And then a couple Wednesday nights, we helped make tie blankets for the YES organization, and that was really fun because we just got to sit around and do that. So. Okay, and then the Calvin Community Center, we went and played games with elderly people. It was really fun. I learned Crazy Eight. That was exciting. So.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we shorted peppers and onions, and we put them in bags if they were good, but if they were bad, we threw them away.
And then we went to the Ronald McDonald House, and we cooked a meal for the families staying there. And then we also took the extra food to the room up at the hospital.
We would like to invite you to come join us at the Iowa State Fairgrounds Wednesday, May 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to be sorting through canned foods that the Postal Service has collected the past couple weeks. It'll be a good time.
And then in addition to going out and serving the community, we also do a lot of fun and fellowship activities. So the other Bible verse we have is, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them."
And then also we met Pastor Nathan on the first Wednesday where he was here, and we also hung out with him for a little bit.
Then during the fall, we got to go to the corn maze, and that was really fun because besides just the corn maze, they also had a giant pillow thing, jumping thing that you can bounce on a little bit. And that was really fun because most of us brought friends, and that was exciting. So.
And then for the Halloween party, we decorated the youth room as a haunted house for the younger kids, and then they got to walk through it at the Halloween party.
And then we also did the friendship dinner, where we made food and served it, and we also entertained. And we would like to thank you for your generous donations.
And then we went bowling for one night. So that was a lot of fun, just to hang out.
Instead of going to Winter Jam this year, we met at the church and played games, played some board games, lots of Pictionary. That was really fun, and we just hung out, had a good time.
We also went roller skating at Skate West, and it was a very fun event there.
And then at the beginning of April, right, we stuffed Easter eggs for the Easter egg hunt, and we ate some of the candy too, but that's okay. And then we had our annual lock-in. We went to an escape chamber and escaped with 12 seconds left. An escape chamber is where you're locked in a room, and you have to find clues to help you escape. After we were done at the escape chamber, we came back to the church, and we painted pots, and we played some games and watched a few movies.
Then just recently, we had a movie night, and that was really fun because we got to watch one of my favorite movies, Spider-Man Homecoming. Yes, I know what you're thinking. And that was just really fun because we got to hang out and talk to each other. It was...
Our end of the year celebration will be on May 23rd at 6 p.m., and we would like you to come join us so you can sign up in the Northex.
And this is the final Bible verse. Let us continue how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near.
And then thank you all for your support this school year.